This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue our study of Timothy and develop a character portrait of his life, let's look at how this well-grounded young Christian man grew. It is clear that he knew the Bible well, but he needed to see it become experientially real in his life. Joining up with Paul's apostolic team confronted him with living in the trenches of the front lines of battle. He had seen this when Paul was stoned and left for dead on his first visit to Lystra. Now he would join them in penetrating new territory. On their way, they stopped and visited the churches they planted on their first journey. This provided Timothy an opportunity to see how God worked in churches other than his own. Then they encountered those baffling experiences where the Holy Spirit hindered them from entering Bithynia and Mysia. I'm sure this raised questions in young Timothy's mind. Why would God hinder them from doing the very thing they were called to do, reach the unreached? Paul's team pressed on. Then they had that miraculous call at Troas to go to Macedonia with the gospel. It must have been exciting to watch God open the door in Philippi and see first Lydia and her household become believers, then the deliverance of the demon-possessed young girl. But the euphoria vanished quickly when Paul and Silas were publicly whipped and put in prison. Then to hear the next day how the jailer and his family come to Christ must have reignited the excitement. Watching all this happen and how Paul and Silas handled it made a significant impact on Timothy and grew him in the faith. Well, if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.